Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. And today is the day of the London Marathon. It's always the first Sunday after Easter. It's the first Sunday of the summer term. And I dislike it intensely. Now, not only would I never jog, I would run after a ball, but I could never motivate myself to run on its own. So I was, I'd rather cycle 10 miles than run 1 mile. So a marathon, in case you don't know, is a foot race of 26 miles because after the Battle of Marathon in Greece in the 5th century BC, when the Hellenes, they bested the Persians and Philippides, or Pheidippides, I can't remember which one it is, he ran back to Athens to deliver the news that they'd won the battle, and he fell down with exhaustion and died. And to commemorate that, then they ran that distance, 26 miles, roughly 40 kilometres. And there's a London Marathon been going since 1981. There are various other city marathons. Dublin, we've had it, so I think not quite as long as London. I mean, not that I'm a Dubliner, I'm Irish. And there's a New York Marathon, loads of cities have got marathons. I think there's one in Moscow as well. So I'm not against jogging, just you try taking away my fun from me. You do what you want. And it takes even the best men just over 2 hours. The fastest ever woman, Paula Radcliffe, was 2.25 hours. Remember, she's in the news a lot, famously stopping to squat down and do a number one when she was racing around Paris one time. Okay, but you know, I don't like them closing the city when there's quite good weather for a day. Loads of streets are blocked off, okay? So you want to run, why don't you run out on the sticks and not inconvenience everybody, especially when there's good weather, people are more likely to want to be out. I mean, you could do it in the middle of the night, where it's not going to inconvenience many people, but I'm not against people running or doing what they want for fun, where that doesn't inconvenience other people. And it's also the sanctimony around it, the moralizing. People raise money for some good causes and some bad causes too. You want to donate to charity? Fine. But what on earth has that got to do with running, sponsoring you for this? I mean, just give it. You could do something that people actually want to pay to see, put on a play for free or a concert or something like that, or give away some of your wealth. You're running for charity, but you run for fun anyway and for exercise. It's not actually for the charity. I mean, very seldom people who would never run, who'd hate it, would do that to raise money for charity. And there's no question about it that it does bring in some donations for worthy causes. I don't take that away from them, like SportsAid, Heart UK, Oxfam, Macmillan Cancer Relief, the British Heart Foundation, Great Ormond Street Hospital, the one that gets all the royalties from Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie, the Samaritans, Pancreatic Cancer, MenCap, which is about mental illness, I think, Dementia Revolution, Teenage Cancer Trust, Heads Together, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Now, preventing cruelty to children really is important, but the NSPCC don't speak out about the worst cruelty to children, and indeed some of them commit it. So they're sickeningly hypocritical. Despite doing some genuinely good work, they more than collude with the mass murder of children. Age UK, Oxfam, okay, but Oxfam does some noble work, but it also pushes a controversial political agenda. The Stroke Association, Well Child, and so forth, Shelter, that's for homeless people, MS Societies and Multiple Sclerosis, Leukemia Research, Age Concern, what else? British Relief, Macmillan, Leonard Cheshire Disability, Childlines, St. John's Ambulance, Guy's Hospital, okay, Evelina Children's Hospital, the Battle of Britain Appeal, Action on Addiction, the Royal Marsden Cancer Trust, Sports Aid, blah, blah, blah. And so a lot of people apply to get in. It's actually quite good to get in. You've got to see you're reasonably fit and healthy, because I've written 800,000 people apply to be in it. Only a small number are allowed to be in it because they just can't simply accommodate everybody. So it shows it is a resounding success. A lot of people like it. Fine. I don't dispute that. And I dislike it. I'm not obliged to agree with the majority or to disagree with the majority. Even if I disagree with the majority in every conceivable issue, that wouldn't automatically make me a contrarian. It could just be that I so happen to disagree with the majority of everything. Actually, I don't. But I'm not one to follow the crowd to do evil. I wouldn't call this evil, but you see my point. So don't be a sheep. The crowd sometimes right. In fact, is often right, but is not always right. And so there's this psychological weakness. People feel that they must be the majority, or you're an idiot for being a dissident. So say what you believe. Anyhow, so this is very annoying, getting in the way of people doing things, and then people are always blowing their trumpet. It's so pharisaical, even though, yes, I acknowledge it does raise money for some very admirable causes. You could do so anyway, put all that time, all the effort, all the money that goes into organizing and actually paying the stewards and putting up the special barriers and stuff like that, all the policing time that could be putting in into something which is really worthwhile to actually help those who are needy. Why do you give that time and effort and actually volunteer, do some unpaid work for these all these organizations, British Sports Association for the Disabled Autistic, and so forth, the Evelina Family Trust, the Community Action Trust, the Special Olympics, and so forth. So, last year it was like 65,000 people started, and how many finished? 54,000 men and women can run it. Not everybody finishes. Even those who are accepted to do it don't always finish. So anyway, I can do it faster than that. I mean, on a bicycle. All right. So it requires an awful lot of organization around central London, over the Thames, over various bridges. So it's actually just over 26 kilometers, and they finish on the Mall, I think, right in front of Buckingham Palace. Now, the reason they do it in central London, I suppose, because it goes past some iconic sites. I was thinking, what are the 10 top ones? Menotra goes past them all. Tower of London, over Tower Bridge. So Parliament, Buckingham Palace, Trafalgar Square, St Paul's Cathedral, Westminster Abbey, the London Eye, and the HMS Belfast, the Shard, whether it be the Globe, but that's getting up to 11 now, and so on. So what do you think? You love it. Well, get your skates on. Great, they chose the close-up to show how important sports is. Well, there are sports stadiums. It wouldn't be less important if we do it in the countryside. And how about people who don't care about it or even actively dislike it? So on. So lots of the metropolises these days have charities. Are you running and are you donating? Perhaps you are. Okay, so that's the London Marathon. I don't think it likely that it's ever going to be stopped. It's actually simply grown in popularity. Right, everybody, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. I'm almost as worthy as some of these charities that people are sponsoring in the London Marathon. Toodaloo.